We are seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. This is the top of hour two here on the chair. That was the Sultans of String, Sable Island from Yalla Yalla. There's 2009 Canada Council on the Arts, Ontario Arts Council release, Sultans of String. Now let's return to another little piece of an interview with Musica. And we'll hear a couple more almost live in Studio C recordings from them.
Do I need to play Surfing on Saginaw Bay?
Yes.
Tell me about that, Johnny.
Well, when I was a teen, I grew up in Bay City.
The water must have been cleaner back then.
That was back in the day. This is, you know, I was a teenager, so it's probably, you know, it's 5 or 10 years ago now, plus a few. But, when I was a teenager, my brother and I, you know, boys need to have something to do. My dad bought a little boat and docked it out pretty close to the mouth of the bay there. And so we'd go out during the summer and go swimming and fishing out off Linwood there. But one thing I never got to do was go surfing out on Saginaw Bay. So after I got out of college, I went out to Southern California where they do surf. And when I came back here with wife and family, said, well, you know, need to kind of meld these two together and make a song out of it. So that's how Surfing Saginaw Bay came to be. It's just kind of a tongue-in-cheek song. And, you know, I've written over 100 songs, but it seems the ones that people like the best are like Chuck Rode, ARP Party Boy.
Humorous.
The silly, yeah, the dumb songs and Trailer Trash and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, I love that one, too. We're going to play that, too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how Surfing Saginaw Bay came to pass.
Sorry, I go right to the lowest common denominator.
Well, you're in good company there, Trish. I think that's that just seems to be how it works. The tender, poignant, beautiful songs. What else you got?
No, I don't want to make them cry.
I can't dance to that. So
it's not the dancing.
Something
I
faster,
don't dance
please.
Either. No, you don't want me singing or dancing. No sash you. So Chuck. Chuck, what are you going to go home and water? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, my wife wanted to get the sprinkler system aligned for the afternoon, which
is rapidly disappearing. I know. It's 2:07.
Oh, that's okay.
I know.
Yeah, I got some grass to mow because as we're recording this today, we've got a forecast with rain for the next 3 days.
That's why.
You know, none of us are full-time professional musicians. We all have our other lives away. But
yes,
we've had a great time. You know, I should say, too, Leon Hill and I have been she was a freshman in high school when we started playing together, and then Chuck's been with us like 5 years now. And we were looking for a bass player, and let's talk to Chuck. Because, you know, he was more of a guitar player / drummer, and asked him if he'd consider playing with us and seeing how things worked out. So that's when we were getting ready to record our first CD. So we had those songs to learn, plus about 50 more. And so he went out and got himself an upright bass and took right to it, fit right in, and just, you know, it's just a really excellent match the way things worked out there. So Chuck's been with us about 5 years now.
Speaking of our first CD, Welcome Home, one of the songs is called Home Run. It's one that I wrote about my very first and only home run, and it's just kind of a fun, whimsical.
You're better than
song.
Me. I've been at bat, but no home runs under my belt.
So I've been playing ball all my life. I've hit a few home runs, but no songs about it. And then Lee gets lucky, and everybody falls down and gets to run around the bases, and she gets a song. I don't know. The world isn't fair. But it's a good song.
I think
people enjoy listening.
But you have so many good songs, Johnny. Redneck Love Song is going to follow you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, it's not autobiographical. I have to make that disclaimer. So it's just somebody else had the concept. I just massaged it around a little bit.
Massaged it. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Yep.
Each morning on the playground with my friends I chat, standing in line at recess awaiting my turn at bat, trading places with the boys we thought it would be fun, hoping that our turn would never come to run. The teacher started getting wise to our little game, told us trading places
Y'all,
I hope the dawn comes soon, 'cause it's getting awful dark. The sun's no longer shining on Green Acres Trailer Park.
Sometimes I even wonder if I live under a curse. Seems just about every day things go from bad to worse.
Don't ask me what he's up to. I can't begin to say. There's thunder in the distance. The storm's heading this way.
When I think I've seen it all, something else goes wrong. The bestest way to tell y'all is to sing this little song.
The fridge is empty, my truck won't start, all the bills are overdue. My hound dog died, the well run dry, so I'm sitting here singing the blues. I ain't shown me no loving since way back when dirt was new. You pushed me around so long, there's nothing else for me to do. I decided to do what I've been meaning to without a second thought or doubt. Maybe someday someone will show you what life's all about. There ain't been no trash in my trailer since the night I threw you out.
Well, the phone's been disconnected and the welfare check's all gone. Got my reasons for believing you got something going on. Seen you flirting with the clerk down at the party store. You just blew your last second chance, so I'm showing you the door. You passed up every chance I gave you for romance, but I ain't gonna sit around and pout. I decided to do what I've been meaning to without a second thought or doubt. Maybe someday someone will show you what life's all about. There ain't been no trash in my trailer since the night I threw you out. Chapter in my book is one I'd rather not rehash. But my trailer smells much better now since I put up the trash.
You passed up every chance I gave for romance, but I ain't gonna sit around and pout. I decided to do what I've been meaning to without a second thought or doubt. Maybe someday someone will show you what life's all about. There ain't been no trash in my trailer since the night I threw you out. Trash in my trailer since the night I throw you out.
Early in the morning I park my truck and wade on out through the knee-deep mud.
o'clock. I gotta show my buddies how to be brave when I teach them how to ride a 6-inch wave. Hey, now, baby, come along with me, and we'll go surfing up at Quantico Sea. I hear the surf's up at Killarney Beach. They've got waves almost 1 foot each. So if you want to surf with the surfing crows, Killarney's the place where you need to go. Hey, now, baby, come along with me, and we'll go surfing at Killarney. When summer comes round and we're out of school, my buddies and I know just what to do. Get out of bed at the break of day. Let's go surfing on Saginaw Bay. Tobin, Cole, Chris, and Winona too. Applin, Linwood, and Donahue. There's seaweed, E. coli, and even more. Dead rotten fish washed up on shore. Hey now, baby, what do you say? Let's go surfing on Saginaw Bay. I hear the surf's up at Killarney Beach. They got waves almost 1 foot each. So if you want to surf with the surfing crows, Killarney's the place where you need to go. Hey, now, baby, come along with me, and we'll go surfing at Killarney. When summer comes round and we're out of school, my buddies and I know just what to do. Get out of bed at the break of day. Let's go surfing on Saginaw Bay. Tobacco, Chris, and Winona, too. There's Applin, Linwood, and Donahue. There's seaweed, E. coli, and even more. Dead rotten fish washed up on shore. Hey, now, baby, what do you say? Let's go surfing on Saginaw Bay.
Thank you.
We are seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That song went out to my new friend, Johnny Hunt. Randy Newman's probably most famous song, Short People, found here at the station on Guilty 30 Years of Randy Newman, a 1998 Warner Rhino Archive box set, Randy Newman, Short People. It seemed to go along with some of Johnny's songs. We heard Surfer Girl. What a great cover song. Surfer Girl, live in Studio C by Muzika. Surfer Girl, that was a great song. We heard Surfing on Saginaw Bay, and we heard Trailer Trash and Home Run, all from Welcome Home, Muzika's 2008 Pleasant People Entertainment release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now, you guys know the rules. It wouldn't be an Eclectic Chair if I didn't preview somebody new to us. Let's hear from Harry Chapin's daughter, the late, great Harry Chapin. His daughter is Jen Chapin. Her new CD is called Reckoning. Let's hear a couple from her.
A roach got caught in the kitchen. Old transmission died. Tax man, well, he's taking us, taking us for a ride. Half of my face ain't working. It won't move on one side. Gravity pulling me deep down and wide. Will we get any sleep tonight? I don't know. Bouncing chicks in another fight? I don't think so. All things grow toward the light, this I know. Through this wall on the other side, it's all. Another fight I He didn't really know her. He loved her just the same. Star trapped in her Latin words, in the glitter of her name. Her rediscovered taste for secrets, camouflage and wine, tapping trumpets, stifling rooms, self-detonating fight. She is insatiable. She is insatiable. She is insatiable. She is insatiable. She had been a trusting girl. No one had ever done her wrong. Now vengeance is a drone, toughness is a tone, the same note in every song. Daylight visible through iron bars. Daylight now swallowed up. Is the tone, contracts up in smoke and gonna do now.
Great day in the morning. Life comes to you without moaning. Can't be happy all the time, but each time you rise and shine is a great day in the morning. Hey, 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 hey. Get up and meet another day. No time to lose, so put on your mask and shoes. Hey, 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 hey. Great day in the morning. Life comes to you without warning. You're the star of your own show, so come on, let's go. It's a great day in the morning. Great day in the morning. Life comes to you without warning. Be what you want to be, just take a look at me. It's a great day in the morning. Charlie! Morning.
And when all is said and done, let's hope you have some fun. It's a great day in the morning. No time to lose, so put on your mask and shoes. Hey, 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 hey. Great day in the morning. Life comes to you without warning. Can't be happy all the time, but each time you rise and shine, it's a great day in the morning.
This is called Redneck Love Song, and if you're like me, you get a bunch of forwarded jokes in your email, and most of them are just stupid and you don't bother reading them, but sometimes you read a joke and you think you get a laugh out of it. So somebody sent me this. It wasn't in the form of a song, it was a joke, so I just made it rhyme a little bit, didn't change the story too much, put it to music, and we call it Redneck Love Song.
Susie Lee done fell in love, she planned to marry Joe. She was so happy about it all, she told her pappy so. She was so happy about it all, she told her pappy so. But Pappy told her, "Susie gal, you'll have to find another. And I'd just as soon your ma don't know, but Joe is your half-brother. I'd just as soon your ma don't know, but Joe is your half-brother." So Susie put aside her Joe and planned to marry Will.
Marry Will?
That's right. But so happy about it all, she told her pappy still. She was so happy about it all, she told her pappy still. "You can't marry Will, my gal, and please don't tell your mother. But Will and Joe and several more I know is your half-brother. Will and Joe and several more I know is your half-brother." But Mama knew and said, "My child, just do what makes you happy.
Happy.
Marry Will or marry Joe. You ain't no kin to Pappy."
We are seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was Redneck Love Song, just like Johnny said, from Musica's live in studio C performance, Redneck Love Song. We heard Saving String Rag and the title track, Great Day in the Morning, from Brad Vickers and his Vestapolitans. That's a 2013 self-release. We also heard Jen Chapin, Harry Chapin's daughter. We heard Insatiable and It's All Right. From Reckoning, Jen Chapin's 2013 Purple Chair Music release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's hear a little bit more of an interview clip from Musica's Almost Live in Studio C visit. And hear a Peter, Paul, and Mary cover this time. You know what I want you to do. Remain seated.
This summer we decided, we all came up in the era where Peter, Paul, and Mary were popular. And since we're a trio and we've got an attractive young blonde lady that can really sing and two guys with beards, so well, maybe we should put together a package of Peter, Paul, and Mary music. And so we've been working on that all through the spring and got it pretty much together now and looking forward to going around doing their songs this summer. We'll be doing pretty much exclusively at the Dow Gardens concert on June the 19th, and also on Cass City when we told the organizers there we were working on it. So, oh, can you do that? So we're going to sprinkle in some stuff there and all the other places we go. So if you're a Peter, Paul, and Mary fan, we're not the original, but I think we do a pretty good job of covering a lot of their tunes, and we put a lot of time in on putting that together. So look forward to seeing a lot of old friends and making some new ones here this summer.
I will try my best to come see you if I'm not working on Saturday, August 17th at Bay City State Park.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honalee. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name.
Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant strings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Puff could not be brave, so Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop, and I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out as on their heads they bear. Hockey, rice, swordfish is nice, and the rum is fine any time of year, and I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico, and I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop, and I'm
sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
When boy meets girl, here's what they say. shine like you've had too much wine. That's amore,
that's amore.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella, Vita Bella.
Hearts will sway, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
When the stars make you drool just like Costa Fazool, that's amore,
that's amore.
When you dance down the street with a collar at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream but you know you're not dreaming, signore, excuse me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore.
I lost my youth, but discovered AARP. I don't care if I'm over 50, I gotta party all day. Getting older is getting better, I heard Betsy Carter say. Went to the mall, pierced my ears, oldest man they'd had in weeks. Body Vision, tattoo parlor, put a rose upon my cheeks. I don't have to be young, but I gotta be cool. So come and party with me, me, me. I'm an AARP party boy. The magazine shows me how. Just an AARP party boy, living in the here and now. With a Fender guitar and a BB amp, I joined a band down the street. The other kids think I'm a little old, but those college girls are so sweet. We're playing gigs all over town, rock and roll music all night. Turn up the amp, hit that chord, man, we're out of sight. I don't have to be young, but I gotta be cool. So come and party with me, me, me. I'm an AARP party boy. The magazine shows me how. Just an AARP party boy, living in the here and now. Cause I'm an AARP party boy. The magazine shows me how. Just an AARP party boy, living in the here and now.
Well, I have to thank you folks for coming in almost live in Studio C. This has been fun. Another great Sunday afternoon. Ready for Monday air.
Oh, that's great. We appreciate what you're doing, Trish, and getting local music out so people can hear something other than the they play on commercial radio. That is an editorial comment that Musica does not support or endorse. That's a personal viewpoint.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Chuck. You guys are a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Next time, make sure you bring Hillary with you as well.
We will do that. Thank you.
yes, baby, I've been drinking. And I shouldn't come by, no. But I found myself in trouble, darling, and I had nowhere else to go. Got some whiskey from the barman. Got some cocaine from a friend. I just had to keep on moving till I was back in your arms again. I'm guilty, baby, I'm guilty. And I'll be guilty all the rest of my life. How come I never do what I'm supposed to do? How come nothing that I try to do ever turns out right? You know how it is with me, baby. You know, I just can't stand myself. It takes a whole lot of medicine for me to pretend that I'm somebody else.
Okay, folks, you know the rules. I just hate to turn that down right away. That was prior Randy Newman, Guilty, from Guilty 30 Years of Randy Newman, a 1998 War Rhino Archives. I'm sorry, I thought of it earlier when I played Short People for you, and I had to play it. We heard four more from Almost Live in Studio C. We heard AARP Party Boy. We heard That's Amore, Jamaica Farewell, and of course Puff the Magic Dragon pulled out that last set, all from Muzika's Live in Studio C, pre-recorded performance. Thanks so much, you guys. It was just great. Here, let me give a little tour. This is the stuff you can find if you go on RadioChair.com. This week, Thursday, June 13th, 7 to 9 p.m., Tunes by the Tridge, Downtown Midland, a free event. Muzika will be there. Wednesday, June 19th, noon to 1:30 at the Dow Gardens Lunchtime Concert, a Peter, Paul, and Mary tribute. And you can find the information, like I said, via my website. You can find all the information on their website. And Friday, June 28th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Bandshell, downtown Cass City. another free event. Thursday, July 11th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Bandshell in downtown Standish. Free. Saturday, August 17th, 7 to 8 p.m., Message from the Marsh from the Bay City State Recreation Area. Free. How exciting. And all the other stuff you can find on my website or their website, www.muzykamusic.com. go ahead and check it out at RadioChair.com. It's easier to spell, you guys. We're putting that chair back upside down on the table again already. Ooh, hang on, though. I have to tell you, that is the Sultans of String behind me. That is the title track from Yalla Yalla! Exclamation point. It's a 2009 Ontario Arts Council release. We'll probably be hearing some from Stomping at the Rex next. The Sultans of String, Canadian young men, two or three of them will be coming through in July, and they are all excited about doing a live in Studio C session with me. I'm really excited to bring these guys to you, so that'll be fun. Sometime in July, the Sultans of String. As always, you can find them on my website, RadioChair.com. Yep, we're going to hear some Stomping at the Rex. We are putting that chair back upside down on the table again already. The Eclectic Chair is produced in the studios of WUCX-FM, Delta College Quality Public Radio. If you'd like a playlist or have a question or comment about today's show, this has been chair number 373. Email me, I love email, at radiochair@gmail.com. You may see the playlist online, you know where, radiochair.com. If you're a musician that would like to be heard here on the chair, do send me a CD or sample of your work, including your contact information, and I promise to listen to whatever you send my way with big ears and an open heart. That's P.O. Box 25, Bay City, Michigan, 48707. The Eclectic Chair's opening music is courtesy of Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods version of Sonny Boy Williamson's Mr. Downchild. Thank you, Mike. Thanks to Mr. Howard Sharper for your original executive production. Thank you, Mr. Ron McNew, for your technical, spiritual, and enthusiastic lack of menu advice. Thank you for listening, and be sure to take a seat on the next Eclectic Chair, right here on this fine public radio station, in 6 days and 22 hours, if the fates allow. Peace.